on the starting the loch. Sorry, really, the loch is interesting. It's spread out over a few a lot of simonim. So we're focusing on really more in simon iron involved and iron zion. So based on the pasuk the more the halacha learns out that there's an issue of saying Dabar Shem Kedusha in a makom which is not maki. That's the din d'oraisa, that a person can't say Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Torah in a makom where there's soya. That shear for that is even a mashahu. We also learn out that we'll see later on as we go the halachas of kisui. The pasuk says it's totally in kisui, that the way you're matur is by covering it. So whatever has the definition of a valid kisui would be matur, that a person would be allowed to then proceed to do. So v'hoi machan ha'kodesh, kisui says se'asecha. He has to be marchik away from the tzaya. What's called that he has this of tzaya? So they have to be marchik from milafonav kimloy einov. So if he can still see it, so that's a problem. It's considered that he's together with it, it's also. Me'acharov, the shear is dalat amis from not the tzot, where it is, but me'mokam shakola ha'reach. If it has no smell, so then me'dalat amis from the item itself. If it extends with the smell, so a person has to go beyond that point where the smell ends, another four amis. Because that's called, like, you see, when you get the ayin test in the Hakdama, that's reach is a problem. Reach, rash, yesh, l'ikr, it's an extension of the item itself. So it's kilo, that item is still there. The reach, rash, yesh, l'ikr, is if that the presence of the item, the soya, is still there. You know, if you have to mark a dalet amos from where the reach ends. If a person did say Shema or did daven in such a place, he has to go back and say Shema again, and he has to go back and mispalo. Not only does he have to go back and say Shema again, he has to go back and say Shema again together with the brachas. Now, obviously, if he said the brachas, he's not used to the brachas anyway. The chiddush, but even if the brachas he said, there wasn't tzoya. And the Shema he said with the tzoya, and then again the brachas again was said without the tzoya. But the fact that he has to be this din of Kriya Shema again is Machayev, a chi of Bracha again. Soya Overis, we're Machmer, which the Chari, if the Isser is on the Mokum, we could argue that if there's, that if it doesn't have a Mokum Kavua, so it can't Aser the Mokum. So we learn out from, actually learn from Dinei Tuma by Tumas Nagoyim, that still has it is usher. But the mice over here, when a person goes back in the situation, he goes back without repeating the brachas. By tefillah, he wouldn't be chazer, he would not be chazer by tefillah. Merig layim, the same way there's an isser by sorry, there's an isser merig layim. So merig layim are on the ground, they're also only mirabonin. If the person is actually relieving himself at that point in time, that's to be an isser deraisa to be kari keneged that action. But if the even if there's no erva visible, but once it's on the ground, it's only derabonin. Savik soya. If a person's not sure if there's soya, so a few steps. So minastam, if a person's in a bias, we assume that there's not soya there, and he's allowed to read. In a place where it's meyuchad for the purpose of putting soya there, an ashpa, we assume that there is there, and therefore he cannot read. Savik merik layim. Even in an ashpa, which let's say he checked the ashpa and he knows that there's no tzor there, but maybe there's merig layim there, it's a suffix rabbonon, and it's going to be mutter, unless there would be schazik yisura, which we know vada there was merig layim there, which you can be mevat the merig layim by adding water. I'm not sure if he did that or not. Let's say he's in a house in a makom where it's yeshli stopek, that there is soya there, for example, there are katanim, etc., which created the problem with soya, and a person. So now he cannot assume that it's mutter to read over there. And he didn't check like he was supposed to in Bimavar whether there's a problem. He read Shema, he davens, benched, whatever it is, assuming that there's no problem. Then he found out that there is soya there in a way which would be problematic. So the halacha is, he has to go back and be correct. However, if there was no reason to believe there was any problem there at all, and he said Shema, he davened like he's supposed to, assuming that there's nothing there. So the, as far as we had an assumption, a valid halachic assumption, that that place is a place which is clean. Even if it turns out that he was wrong, he does not have to go back and read it again.
So every time that we say that you need to say Shema again, it means you need to repeat the brachos too?
Correct. Well, not so averis, but in general, yeah. So the case where, again, we're a case where there's no reason to, the person is in a market where we assume that there's not Tzaya, and he's no chiyuv to be mechashev for Tzaya, and he did it over there, and he davened, or he learned, like, and it turned out that he was wrong. In that situation, he would not have to go back, because the makom had a din of being naki at that point in time. Since Tzaya is totally in Kisui, so as opposed to Erev, which is totally in Re'iya, so if the covering is transparent, so the example which is the Mar Gid Tzaya Bashoshis, it's inside of a glass container. So the loch is, you're allowed to be Kare, even though as long as it's covered, as long as there's no Reach which comes to him, so it's considered covered, and it's what to read over there. Let's say it's covered and there is Reach, so you can't read it because there's Reach, so you can't say it's covered because you're still smelling it. But over there in that situation, you're not mechid d'marchid al adamas from the end of the Reach. That's what he says over here. As you get to Ayin Tes, you'll see whether he brings that to Mechloikis. What's the argument? The argument is by Reach Rosh Ein Ba'ikr, there's no item, it's just a bad Reach, a person passed gas, and he's a Reach Ra, you can't read. But Ein Ba'ikr, there's no din of Dal Adamas, because it's not Tefes Mokum, there's nothing there to be Tefes Mokum. So we look at Soya, which is covered, as if there's nothing there, and therefore you're Mechid D'Marchid after the Reach Ra, but not Dal Adamas. Or no, the fact that you still smell it means that it hasn't been Kilu, it's here. So the kisui wasn't sufficient. So therefore it has a malkum. If it has a malkum, you have a chiyuv d'marchid daladamas. So over here in Ayin Vav, he says young daladamas. In Ayin Tes, he brings from the Gro that you do need d'marchid daladamas. He sounds like you need d'marchid daladamas in that situation. That's really very relevant. So in a case where a child has a diaper on, sets a kisui on the tzoya. But if it smells, so do you have to mark a dalaramas or not from that smell? Beyond the point that's enough gemina the halacha lemaisa. So this machloikus is very very relevant, to, you know, in the halacha lemaisa. Tzoya on the person. So tzoya on the person. So we differentiate three places on the person. If it's covered. If it's not covered, it's a problem. Tzoya is not covered. So if it's on in its makom where it comes out of the body, so the lach is even if it's mechus, it's a problem. Therefore, the Shabura suggests that a person should be, and even a mashu is a problem. A person suggests that a person relieves himself after they go to the bathroom, they should make sure that place is very clean. He should use water or some type of, now that they have wipes, whatever it is. A person should make sure he cleans himself. I do want to point out that's a lashem Shabura, you know. Sounds like very chumradik, and there's people who get involved in this, like OCD issues, where people get very nervous about this issue. There's a Rebbeinu Prachya in Masechet Shabbos. Rebbeinu Prachya was a Talmid of the Rambam, and he wrote a piyush in Masechet Shabbos. So there's a sugya in Masechet Shabbos about they used to use avonim to clean themselves. They would take stones to wipe off the tzara for their body, etc. So the more it goes to what the size of the stones are, etc. He goes through the process and explains exactly what they did. The key is that they were talking about a person wipes himself well with tissues will accomplish the nekiyus that the Gemara was talking about without any shilas, without using the water. They didn't have toilet paper, but excuse me for being so explicit, in the time of the Shabur either, right? A person, they said you should use water and wipes and that wipes with this level of water and that level of water, and you know, we're from, you know, there's a shiravias in the water, like, excuse me, right? That's not, the person wipes himself well with toilet paper, he's yerza. You know, that's you go through better prakha with the sugya, the sugya and shabbos, and the things that pay. It's mavora klor that, fine, okay, I said my piece. If it's on, a person wiped himself, so sometimes he could get on his hands. So if even if the actual mushes are not there, but it's left like a moisture, whatever it is. So that's awesome. On the rest of his body, if it's ever been any problem with the person's body, so it's again, let's say you pick up a child who's dirty and it gets onto you, and then you didn't realize, and now it's a mechus, you put on your jacket, whatever it is. If there's no bad smell. So the Mishnah Berurah says that b'shas chak you can be mekel. It's proper to be machmir, b'shas chak you can be mekel. If it's on a person's clothing and it's mechusa and there's no reach ra, it's mutter. He talks about shichu zera. There's a mechlokes over here. It's din like tzara, not the gross. It does not have a din like tzoya. Therefore, if it's on gufay, it's mechus. It's not a problem. Abagadav mechus. I'm sure it's mutter, but it's roy. The person should remove that if possible. If a person eats food and then the person is he's not well and he regurgitates the food, so that the charizmi is there's no din if it doesn't have a bad smell. You don't have a chiyuv marchik from that. It doesn't have a din of a tzoya. If it has a bad smell and creates a mias by people, so it gets a din like tzoya, and you should be marchik. Merak layim. If there's merak layim there, so if you can be mevatel merak layim with water, so the shear of the mevatel is a revius, but the water has to go everywhere where the merak layim is, and it has to go. You should pour all the water in rabas achas. If it has a bad smell, servius will not help. But in the general case, that would help. So again, that's again a case, the most average case. We have basic kisei baruch Hashem, so that's not a issue. We'll talk about also basic kisei separately as we move along. It's more again for a child. One thing we'll see it again the lochos of it later on. But Mishmur mentions over here in Ayin Zayin, so I just want to point it out. One common issue is when you're training a child. So the training, so that item itself is used for to help the child. If there's anything which is made to hold any liquid or any solid, so that itself gets an iser of what's called ovit or graf shorei or ovit shomer aglayim. And you cannot read when that's there. But kisi does help for that. So for some reason it's in the room, if it'd be covered. So, remember the good old days of living in the Curlo apartments that we lived in, there wasn't room to put everything where everything had to be, so sometimes it ended up, this is where we're stored, it was in somebody's room. It's covered, it's not a problem, as long as there's no bad smell. We'll talk about, different materials. So later on we get the laws of Graf, and that, they live with the reality, which we don't understand the bracha of a basic kisei. And Moore says, I have to tell you, I want to tell you that halachically, nowadays we're all ashirim. So Moore says, we're farishim on bracha. Who's an ashir? First, there's a basic kisei, stomach and shulchan. Right? We spent time with him, the basic kisei was way out beyond the city. So his mouth, he lived over here. He had to travel like 20 minutes to get the basic kisei, Right? We're ashirim, we're mamash ashirim. The Moore says we're fairish, we have all of the din of ashirim, and you have to say bracha every single morning to come to bracha. Thank you that you're an ashir. Thank you.